podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/rollandnerdy. Remember, no G, because we're not gangster. Over 180,000 titles to choose from with your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Alright, hello and welcome to Rollin' Nerdy Game of Thrones podcast. We just watched season 1, episode 7, You Win or You Die. Apparently Ren is confused and did not like the episode.
She must have died then.
You didn't win then. Do you want to talk about what you're confused about now or when we get to that scene?
Let's wait till we get there.
Alright, so I wanted to talk about the very first scene because we talked about how this episode is short. It was so short, when they finished it, it was too short for HBO, and the showrunners had to add stuff. So they went back and they wrote a couple of what they called two-hander scenes, which are just two people talking. Mm. And the two-hander scenes that they added were Tywin and Jaime talking at the beginning, which to me is like one of the best scenes in the episode.
Yeah, no, that's a great scene.
Yeah, because that scene like has a lot of subtext in it.
And
I have to admit, it was weird though. Because that didn't look like it was like a normal type encampment. That looked like an army encampment, which doesn't happen for a couple more, you know.
Well, he told him right here to take half of his army and go get Tyrion back. He tells him
Still, it seems weird. It seems like that doesn't look like they're back in Casterly Rock kind of thing.
No, they're in
even close to Casterly Rock.
No, that's where they are when they...
Then why do they have such a military type setup on there? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know.
I think it's probably just, I think it's just a result of them having to add this in.
And the other scene they added, in my opinion, was a crappy scene, which was Theon and Osha in the Great Hall.
That was pretty bad.
I kind of like that scene just because Maester Luwin kind of bitch slaps him in the face because he's like, you're feeling all high. Theon's like, you're all high and mighty to be a prisoner, aren't you? And like Maester Luwin's like, she's actually a guest. And like Theon's like, well, what's the difference? He's like, well, we don't treat you any different because
He didn't say it just like that.
But that was the idea.
Said he's both a prisoner and a guest. Those two are not mutually exclusive, are they? He says, I guess, you know. Basically saying, you.
Yeah.
A couple of more behind-the-scenes things from the first episode. That is actually a real deer, and he actually dressed the deer. They brought in two, and somebody taught him how to dress the deer.
Apparently they taught him wrong.
According to David, he wasn't doing it correctly.
Don't ever dress a deer laying down like that.
Makes sense. You don't want blood to get in. You don't want the blood get in, or bile to get in the places that you're going to eat.
But that wouldn't have looked as cool on camera, I guess.
And I'm not sure there were any trees to hang it from.
Oh, they could have constructed something.
Yeah.
You always hang it by its hind legs upside down. Because you always start with the neck and work your way up after you've already cut the balls.
And you're kind of far away from your mic there.
Better?
And the other thing, that after seeing this scene, the producers decided that Charles Dance needed more screen time.
Because Charles Dance is a badass!
Yes.
Which one is Charles Dance?
Tywin Lannister.
He is very good.
But anyway, to me, this was very good.
Actually, I don't even like Tywin in the books, but I love Tywin in the show. So
because of Charles Dance.
Pretty much.
To me, it's a very good scene. He tells Jaime that what he did was stupid. He either shouldn't have started it or he should have finished it, basically, is what he tells him. Should not have attacked Ned Stark, he should have killed him, one of the two.
Yep.
Lannisters don't act like fools.
Except when
that's
they
so
do.
Not, that's not true at all. All of them act like fools.
Including him.
Including him.
He tells him, you spend too much time worrying about what other people think about you, and then he spends the whole rest of the time talking about how people view the Lannisters, which is basically the same thing.
No, according to him. Jaime
has a problem with what people think about Jaime. Tywin has a problem with what people think about Lannisters as a whole.
And we also had a discussion about whether there are lions in Westeros because we never see them. But
they're the sigil for House Lannister.
Yes, but according to the Song of Ice and Fire wiki, there still are lions in the Westerlands. And Gregor...
Where's the Westerlands?
Where the Lannister thing is.
Yeah. Casterly Rock.
Oh, which, I see it.
As Christy pointed out, could also be called Pride Rock.
I see it.
It's circle of Tywin.
But anyway, apparently Sir Gregor, or one of the Clegane's, I forgot which one it was, became a knight after he saved Tytos, which is Tywin's father, from a lion. Then I thought it was pretty gross that he put his deer-stained hand on Jaime's face.
Actually, he wiped his hands off.
It's still
gross.
Okay.
Yeah, still gross.
You're not gonna get it all off in one shot like that. No, I've had my hand in a deer before like that.
Yeah, there, speaking of the deer, there's some symbolism for you there as Robert's...
Oh, yeah.
Dying
yeah,
back
sorry,
in...
we keep calling it a deer, but it was actually a stag. Yeah.
Robert's dying back in King's Landing.
They are
while,
technically different animals.
While he's repeatedly sticking his knife into the stag over and over again.
Voodoo.
Then we go to the scene of Ned and Cersei in the garden. I just noticed in this watching that he calls her by the incorrect title. He calls her my lady, which I don't know if that was intentional. Like he's saying, you're not... You really shouldn't be the queen.
What is he supposed to call her?
Your grace, right?
Yeah.
Your grace?
So, yeah.
Or my queen.
Yeah.
He tells her...
So the title is hers. Like, regardless of whose kid Joffrey is, she's still the queen.
This is true.
No, because when Joffrey becomes king, she becomes the queen mother.
Queen regent is what they call her, and they still call her your grace. But I don't know if that's just because it's Cersei.
I mean, she still is the queen, though. Joffrey's parentage aside. So are the Lannisters just trying to take over the world? Is that...
Well, you notice when they announced what Joffrey's name was, they didn't say Joffrey of the House Baratheon. They said Joffrey of the House Baratheon and Lannister.
Yeah. Which was not appropriate either. So.
He says, I know the truth John Arryn died for. And I wrote down here, Cersei explains incest in it.
It's not incest. It's twincest. It's worse.
Mm-hmm.
It is also incest, though.
All right, and there's something here that I wanted to bring up. Because in this scene in the books, now this is going to be different from the show, so you have to be able to keep the two separated. Mm-hmm. She tells Ned in this scene that Robert managed to get her pregnant at one point,
yep.
But Jaime got her something to take care of it.
Yep, she's actually mentioned that before, I think already in the show.
She has not mentioned it before because Mike yelled at me for spoilers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't think she actually ever had a baby in the books. She had an abortion.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Then he tells Cersei to take her children and leave. Because he is afraid of Robert's wrath, and she says, "What of my wrath, Lord Stark?"
Good point.
She tells him he should have taken the realm when he had the choice. Was that an option? Could he have told Jaime to get up out of the?
Oh yeah, no. There was a discussion at some point where whether it was going to be Ned or
Robert
that takes the throne and. Kind of John Arryn and all of them. Everybody kind of sided with Baratheon had the better lineage based off of, you know, ancestry and stuff like that.
Also, the Starks are the Northern House. Like, they're...
That didn't play anything into it.
That didn't?
No.
Even though they're supposed to, like, protect the...
No, it came back to, well, with Targaryens, it was always Targaryen. Sometimes it was Dorne, but Dorne weren't on the winning side. They were on the losing side. And then beyond Dorne, Baratheon was the next closest to the House Targaryen. So,
Dorne never knelt before the Targaryens, though, right? They never...
Technically, you're right. They never did.
So that when he says he conquered six of the kingdoms, yeah. He never really conquered Dorne. But then later, they support the Targaryens, which is kind of weird.
They married in.
Okay. Then she says...
There's a lot of Dornish houses with violet eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Then she says the quote... The famous quote, when you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There's no middle ground.
They said the thing.
I hate her.
They said what?
No.
They said the show name. Roll credits.
Then we go to whore training. 101, apparently.
Which apparently Littlefinger is very
good. Oh, my
good.
God. What time happened between last episode and this episode that what was
she
her
made
name?
It
Rosalind?
All the way...
Ross, whatever,
Ross
can get all the way from Winterfell to King's Landing.
I mean, she took a ship.
Still.
Yeah. How long was Robert on this hunt?
Exactly.
I think in reality, they had that scene.
Time does not flow correctly.
Hear me out. They might have had that scene in an earlier episode, but because this episode needed so much filler, they cut it out of another episode and shoved it here to help pad the episode.
Except it was the last episode that she left the North.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Never mind. I was thinking that was the same episode. My bad.
So Littlefinger's all business. He does not get affected by seeing the whores together.
Yet that bitch is always undressed.
More sex position here. He tells a story that we've already heard how many times now?
Oh, yeah.
They try to get Littlefinger to join them, and he says, I'm saving myself for another. He says she must be very beautiful, and he says, not really.
So what is his attraction to Caitlin?
It's not attraction, it's obsession.
Okay, what is his obsession with Caitlin?
And I don't mean the perfume.
Why is he obsessed with her then?
Because he's always been obsessed with her since he was a kid.
I don't know, he just...
He pretty much tells you.
He does say that she has a... What did he say?
He said she has an
impeccable bloodline.
Bloodline. Yeah.
He tells the story all the while directing the whores, Clay with her butt, whatever.
So weird.
Then he said, tells how he's going to overcome everybody else. He's not going to fight them. He's going to...
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Because it's what he does.
He does a pretty good job at it, all things considered.
Yeah.
And he so far is doing a really good job of getting Ned to forget what he is, that's for sure.
It doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make any sense?
Him backing Cersei.
He's very big at wanting to do the opposite of what you think he's going to do. That's kind of his thing.
Okay, so the reason he can't back Ned, because
why?
Ned gives him no way to make money. I mean, literally, his source of funds is going to be cut off under Ned. It's eventually going to happen.
What's his source? Like his brothel?
Yeah, everything.
Why?
Because it's Ned.
He's too honorable.
Ned doesn't like him.
Doesn't like horse?
Also,
doesn't like brothel.
Also, as an added benefit on top of that, he backs Cersei. There's a good chance Ned's either going to do one of two things, die or take the black. Either way, gets him out of the equation for Littlefinger.
As far as Caitlyn's concerned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're playing with gas.
Okay.
All right, then we go
but
to...
But it's like the bad move for the kingdom.
I don't think he cares about the kingdom too much.
Yeah, but if he wants to make money, shouldn't he care about the kingdom?
Well, this is not a spoiler, but I'm going to tell you something from a later season that somebody says about him. They said Littlefinger would see the kingdom burn if he could be king of the ashes.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yep.
Then we go to the Great Hall, and I was like, what is she doing? So I had to look it up.
You can make just to go back to that last time, you kind of make a comparison between Braun and Littlefinger. You know, neither of them play according to the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What scene are we talking about?
The one where Asha's putting those things on the floor. I'm like, why is she spreading sticks all over the floor?
Those were
they're called rushes.
Yeah, they're rushes. That's what you pad mat? The floor with.
Yeah. They're made from sweet flag or some smelly thing, and they insulate the floor and make it smell good.
So, they insulate the floor and make it smell good. They keep your feet warm.
So this is the other added scene.
I've read a lot of...
This Theon and Osha, she's never heard of the Iron Islands. You probably never heard of where I'm from. He's getting really close to doing something inappropriate with her when Maester Luwin comes in. Are they using her as a slave? It kind of seems like they got her working.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's in chains.
She's in chains, and here's just in the scene she's working.
We don't know what is going on. She might have been like she was sitting in a room as a prisoner, and she was like, can I at least have something to do?
Could be, yeah.
I mean... Wildlings are not known for sitting still.
Right.
Like, she's from beyond the wall.
Yes.
Yes.
She's a wildling.
Okay.
That's why she calls Theon a southerner.
Right.
You know, he's like, I'm from the north. And she's like, you're south of the wall.
You're it's a southerner to me.
Yeah, he's like a middler.
Everybody south from here is known as a southerner to them.
Yep.
Right.
Then John and Sam are atop the wall. Sam's talking about girls again. Apparently the only thing he talks about is missing girls, even though he never had one before.
I just like seeing them.
Just like seeing them.
That's the way they giggle.
Creeper.
There's a horse with no... There's a horse...
You know what's funny? It wasn't until I looked at David just now. He kind of favors Sam in profile. It's in the beard.
No.
Like from here down.
Anyway, Benjen's horse comes back without Benjen. That was one of your...
Don't throw anything at me.
...death bets earlier, but we're still not sure he's not... We're not still not sure he's dead. He's just missing. John says, where's my uncle? Pretty much nothing happening in that scene.
Very accusatorily, no less.
Yeah. Like, what'd you do with him? It's like, it's all your fault.
Then we get the shortest... We get probably the shortest scene in Game of Thrones history. Renly comes up to Robert. We were hunting a boar. Then that's it.
And he runs off.
Apparently to run away with his boyfriend.
No.
Well, not yet.
Running back to the room.
Not yet. Joffrey, Robert, Cersei are all in the room, and Ned comes in, and Robert's all screwed up, and then he says the line that I think would make an excellent heavy metal band name, Stinks Like Death.
It does have a signature smell about it.
How'd you like the look on Cersei's face here? Did you notice? She was a little worried. But he tells them all to leave. That's when she really gets the concerned look on her face. Robert, my sweet. I bet she's never called him my sweet in her life
before.
Yes,
she has. Every time she wants something, and he knows it.
Write down what I say.
Why did he send everybody out of the room?
I don't know. He should have had a witness, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
He's stupid.
He's stupid like...
He's stupid, and he already admitted he was drunk. Granted, when isn't Robert drunk?
I bet getting bored by a boar makes you sober up a little bit.
Well, you would think.
I don't know. He was really drunk.
He tells him to write down what he says, but Ned changes my son Joffrey to the rightful heir.
Yeah.
Not that did him any good.
Yeah, you think at the time, well, that's probably going to be what he needed to do, but turns out, not so much.
Well, because he's the only one that knows that Joffrey's not the rightful heir.
And this is why Ned should have just stuck to his guns and never actually tried to play the Game of Thrones.
Well, for one thing, he never should have told the woman that, like, yeah, I'm about to, like...
That was a dumb move.
It was a dumb move, but it was a very honorable move because he knows that his best friend is a tyrannical asshole that would murder the woman he's been married to for 19 years and the 3 children that he's always claimed as his own.
I don't think it's been talked about in the show yet, but what happened when Robert took over the first time to the children?
He has no problem murdering babies.
Yep.
None.
Okay.
Anyway, Robert on his deathbed changes his mind about killing Daenerys. Varys brings up, when he comes outside, Varys brings up who's given him the wine and says, such a dutiful boy to make sure that his grace never lacked for refreshment. Hope he doesn't blame himself. He's basically throwing Lancel under the bus. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If anything, it sounded to me like he was going, are we not going to look into the kid that kept giving him wine?
You would think they want to hunt you.
You would think.
He wants to be drunk all the time, apparently. Yeah. And he tries to stop Varys from having Daenerys killed. And those birds have flown already. She's likely dead already.
Well, she would have been if it wasn't for
Jorah
changing his mind.
Yep. Then we see Dany braiding Grogu's hair, talking about taking the Iron Throne. He's, we're not going anywhere. That's pretty much that whole scene. Dany in the market. Jorah gets a pardon from some little kid who knows everything that's going on. Kind
of
weird.
Well, he's one of Varys' little birds.
The wine merchant tries to poison Daenerys. Jorah's watching from a distance, and he doesn't come over there. He's just like watching. He's like, do you think he was going to sit and see if she got poisoned, or did he not realize what was going on?
I think it was more of a, all right, I'm going to.
I think it was a deciding fact.
I'm going to watch and see what's going on. And then I think when he changed which wine after he found out who she was, when the merchant changed the wine, that was when he was like, Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I
think... He's an assassin.
Yeah.
I should probably do something.
Well, that, and I think he was deciding whether his pardon was important enough or whether Daenerys was.
Exactly.
Because his pardon depended on her death. I'm pretty sure.
It did.
Well, he got the pardon before they knew she was dead. So.
Yeah, but you don't know what was written on that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think he looked at it.
He didn't.
Yeah, no.
Never opened it, I don't think.
But anyway, he stops the assassination. They grab the assassin. Some horrible stuff's going to happen to him pretty soon.
Yeah, some sunburn on his wang.
And not to mention some gravel burn on it when they start dragging him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't even have one of those, and that sounds painful.
Back at the wall, we get the Lord Commander's speech. You came to us as rapers and robbers and murderers and thieves. And John's like, wait a minute, hold up.
And bastards. Yes, it's bastards.
He did say bastards.
Oh, okay.
He got to it later. Some of you have noble names. He's like, okay, we're getting more to where we're going here.
Sam converts. He decides.
Yeah. Although I did think it was cool that they asked if there's any who still follow the old gods. And then they're like, okay, that's fine, and we will make sure to respect your beliefs as well. And I thought that was really cool.
Well, considering where they are, they better respect the beliefs of the old gods.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the middle of old god territory up there.
Well, you know,
I still think it's cool that it doesn't matter which gods you worship, they will have you take your oath whichever way.
Well,
it
there
is.
Was probably a time where every of the Night's Watch followed the old gods, and it was.
Well, the Andals have been here for 8,000 years. How long has the wall been there? 7,000, right?
Yeah.
So there have been Andals ever since there's been a wall.
Yeah.
John is assigned to the stewards, and he's ticked off. Alistair smiles about it.
I don't like his dumb ass anyway.
Alistair is the guy, the training guy.
Yeah,
the
drill sergeant.
The one who's been a jerk the whole time. But Lord Commander,
because he's an idiot and doesn't know why John's been assigned like that either.
No, actually, I think he was just enjoying the look on John's face, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, he doesn't realize the Lord Commander has more plans for him, probably.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether he realizes it or not. He saw the look on John's face,
and
that made him happy.
Yeah.
So that's why he smiled like
that. Because he's a douche nugget.
And we learn about One-Eyed Joe in the stables. Don't know what happened to his one eye. And Borkus with the messed up nose in Eastwatch.
So there are three orders in the Night's Watch. There's the builders, the stewards, and the rangers, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck are the kitchens?
Actually, I think I did hear one of them say while he was saying that to the stables also. So I think that might be a mistake in the writing.
I think so. I think that was
because that's what
the show script.
Because when they went to the guy who was telling the stewards where they were assigned, one of them was assigned to the kitchen, one of them was assigned to the stables. So why did they say stables and kitchen as which
probably
part of the Night Watch they were assigned to instead of just stewards and then letting it go from there?
Probably the same reason.
I think it was just
that
script.
When John was assigned to the steward, didn't they say he was assigned directly to the Lord Commander's?
Well,
until after.
Oh, yeah.
When he went to see the Maester, and the Maester was giving out assignments, then he tells him.
Well, I mean, if you show up at the Night's Watch having once been a stableman, they're going to put you in the stables. Maybe
that's still
just
a steward, though.
Well, yeah, but maybe they just.
So why did they say kitchen instead of
like
stewards?
Like I said,
I think it was a mistake.
They screwed up the script.
I think it was a mistake in the writing. Lord Commander Mormont has requested John for his personal steward. Do you take me for a servant? We took you for a man of the Night's Watch. Were we wrong in that? What does it mean
He's
to be a man of the Night's Watch?
You do your job.
Do what you're told. Then we get Pip's backstory.
And you don't have sex.
Yes. Well,
poor Pip.
We'll see about that. We get Pip's story. Turns out he did not steal a wheel of cheese. He just didn't want the High Lord playing with his cock.
Understandable.
You know, I really... If I were...
Sam, will you sing me a song?
Yeah, that was...
What are you being serious?
Really? Yeah, Sam.
It's right. Sam. I'm pretty sure
Sam,
he was
I'm
being
the
serious.
Smartest dumb person on the show.
I
mean,
no, I think Sam was trying to cheer him up.
Sam is a good case of high intelligence,
was,
low fucking wisdom.
If it was anybody else, that would have been like he was giving him a hard time.
Yeah. I think he was.
You think he was giving him a hard
no,
time?
No, I think Sam was being serious.
He really wanted us
no,
all.
No, he was being serious.
I think it was
stupid.
Sam trying to cheer Pip up, like, sing for me, I'll listen to you. Like, all innocent and Because Sam's also the one who told John, be like, you're being a fucking dumbass.
Yeah. He wants you in all his meetings. He wants you this, this, that, and the other.
And then, he's grooming you to become the next commander, so sit down and shut the fuck up and do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Change the laundry, you dumbass.
But John wanted to be a steward, and Sam always wanted to be a wizard, apparently.
John wanted to be a ranger.
Sam wanted to be a wizard.
No, seriously, I did.
He's serious. He
no,
wanted,
seriously.
Seriously, I wanted to be a wizard. He said he's in the wrong show. He should be in something else. Then we go back to Renly. He named you the protector of the realm.
Hey,
she
hey
won't,
Mike, there yep. are wizards in this show, dang it.
There are.
Yeah, it doesn't work out so well for him.
Yeah.
Is that this season or next?
Oh, that's next season. He named you protector of the realm. She won't care. I can put 100 swords at your command. Ridley wants you to this. But I wrote down. Ridley wants to ignore the line of succession and make him king. What do you think about that?
It's probably the better choice.
Yeah.
I would have backed Ridley to begin
if you,
with.
If you're not going to back Joffrey, the smarter play would have been to back Ridley.
Yes,
as opposed to.
Stannis, great guy. Nobody likes him. Yeah, no. I mean, nobody likes
him. Is he a great guy?
No, he's not.
No.
Is anybody?
Well, he's honorable.
Think about some of the stuff he did.
He's a lot like Ned. I mean, come on.
What about Littlefinger's plan? Snatch up Joffrey and as long as he acts all
how
right.
How we want him
I
to.
I hate to say it, but that's a pretty brilliant plan.
Nah, I didn't just kill Cersei and be done with it.
Yeah, I don't know if snatching Joffrey would have worked if Cersei was still alive.
Yeah.
You know, I
honestly, snatching Joffrey wasn't going to work if Cersei or Jaime or Tywin were alive.
Oh, no, no, no.
Like, you have to take out the Lannisters if you're going to do that.
You know,
I don't know that Littlefinger's got the balls to take out the Lannisters.
He doesn't.
I joked, what was it, last episode with Joffrey's, like, complete 180 with Sansa, but I really think he might have, like, some bipolar issues because
he's got a lot of issues.
Well, he's inbred,
very.
Yeah, he's got some.
I have issues.
He's crazy, pretty much.
The Lannisters are all inbred, just like the Targaryens. That's why they all have blonde hair.
No, not all the Lannisters. Just
all the ones
Cersei
that are blonde.
Jamie. Just Cersei and Jaime.
No, just
no. All the ones that are blonde are inbred.
Uh-huh.
We just talked about this in the last episode, that the only
a lot of
Lannister
people from
Castle
Rock, a lot of those people are blonde.
Oh, that is not what you told me.
No, not all. Yeah, they're not all family, I don't think.
Yeah, a lot of their.
You told me that the Lannisters were the only ones with blonde hair.
Of the
look
high
he's a Lannister.
He's a cousin.
Yeah.
So they probably are incesting with cousins.
Yeah, there's a lot
I don't
of
think they consider
on.
That incest.
And it wasn't until about a couple hundred years ago.
Okay, well, there are still states in America where it's not considered incest.
Exactly. So
we call it inbreeding.
So
that's where the term kissing cousins come from.
Yeah. That's why there's a town in Utah that only has 5 last names in the entire town.
Littlefinger tells Ned to make peace with the Lannisters, make peace with them. They tried to murder my son and killed my people. And
then Littlefinger makes a really good point of... We make peace, only make peace with our enemies. That's why it's
called
making peace.
But Ned says, nope, we're not doing that. So it will be Stannis and war.
Yeah,
which is stupid.
The man with the money.
Yep, he's talking about the gold cloaks.
Yep.
They follow the person that pays them.
So they follow Littlefinger.
He's the master of coin. Then Sam and John take their vows. Do you think the Night's Watch vows are cool?
Yes.
They're okay.
You hush.
I think the tree that cries blood is cool.
You knelt as boys rise as men of the Night's Watch, even though Alistair told him don't believe that. Ghost gets back with a cold hand.
If a hand up there wasn't cold, I wouldn't...
A frozen hand?
It would have to be frozen. There's no other way for it to be.
Is that a callback from the first episode when they were all systematically arranged in a ritualistic circle?
Maybe.
That was never explained.
No, it won't be, probably.
No, I don't think
yeah, because I don't think it's happened yet.
Yeah,
you know?
The only time it's ever happened.
So we get Drogo's speech. It's like a political stump speech. I'm going to go across the narrow sea.
Except he probably means it.
We're going to kill the men in their iron suits. We're going to tear down their stone houses. We're going to
Rape their women.
He had me until there.
Yeah. I pointedly,
it's
like...
what the Dothraki do.
I get that, but, like, I was like, you had me until you got here. And
yeah.
Now...
That's what they do.
No.
Yeah.
I think he had Daenerys until he got there, too.
No, I think he still had
it. I didn't see any change in the expression on her face. All she's thinking about is, we're going to Westeros. All right.
No, I think she got about as hot and bothered as What's-Her-Face did talking about dragons.
You think?
She's hot for the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
All right, then.
I just think she's hot for getting payback on all them bastards over here.
Then the dude that we see all the time, but we never know his name, the people who's always telling people where to go, tells Ned that King Joffrey and the Queen Regent request your presence in the throne room. And Ned is like, King Joffrey?
Like, say what?
Littlefinger tells him, all is accomplished. The City Watch is yours.
Yeah. All right, so he lied.
Then we have the throne room scene where we think Ned's going to be cool because he's got this letter from Robert, and he's got the City Watch behind him, but he does not, in fact, have the City Watch because Littlefinger has turned on him.
He also questioned whether Cersei had Barrister too, because as soon as she's ripped up the letter, he was like, "But those are the king's words."
Yeah, I think we're not left with pretty any doubt that Barristan is honorable, and he's gonna. But I don't know what he does after that.
And if you want to be super technical, Littlefinger didn't exactly lie.
I was trying to figure out how he didn't, but it really...
Because the City Watch was Ned's for a minute. And then they turned on Ned.
I don't know.
Technically,
I don't know. I think
he didn't lie. He gave
the
City
Watch was his.
City Watch was his. But only for a brief second, and then Littlefinger took
that. And they weren't. And Joffrey is full effect Joffrey. Kill them! Kill them all! I command it! But nobody killed him when he said that. Littlefinger takes Ned's dagger from his belt and says, I did warn you not to trust me.
That's true.
He did.
So you were confused.
What were you confused about this scene?
The entire thing?
Okay, well, Ned goes into the throne room.
Okay, I'm not confused about what happened.
Okay.
I understand what happened. What I am confused about is why.
Well, he thinks that he has the City Watch on his side,
yep.
And he has the letter, and he's going to go in there, and they're going to take Cersei and Joffrey and Tommen and Marcella into custody.
Everyone's going to do what's right.
Why did Cersei rip up Robert's words?
To show that they were nothing, basically.
They don't matter now. They're the last king's words, and there's
pretty much.
You think this is your shield, and she just tears it into pieces and throws it away. This is nothing. She likes doing that, by the way. Tearing,
it was more or less a,
tearing up pieces of paper.
You were in a room alone with the king. I know your handwriting.
Although Barristan did say that's the king's handwriting.
Well,
king's signature.
Signature, yeah.
But the main thing is that she doesn't care because it was that man's dead now, basically.
We have a new king now, she says.
Yep.
She was more or less doing like the Munchkin dance when like the house falls on the...
Yeah.
The Wicked Witch.
Ned believes that people are going to do what they say they're going to do. And they don't usually. He does not know how to play the game, and Cersei and Littlefinger know how to play the game.
Okay, why did Littlefinger back Cersei?
We don't really know.
I think it's the money. Just said already, you know.
The money?
The money and getting Ned out of his way, kind of.
There's a lot of things he does that's kind of hard to figure out. Why are you doing that?
Okay, I don't like Ned Stark. I don't want him to be king. Honestly, I don't care what happens to him. I just really hate Cersei. And I have a feeling she's not going away.
Well, then who do you think's going to go away?
Yeah, who's going to, who do you...
Well, at least one person has come off of my list of people.
Who's that?
Well, Robert, because he's dead. Because I did call Robert dying.
Yes.
Just
not last time.
The last time.
Yeah, you called him episode one, and I was sitting there going...
You did call out his brother last one to die, so that was interesting.
Yeah, I did say Benjen was going to die.
No, Renly.
No, I said Renly. I did also say Benjen was going to die.
Well, we don't know for a fact that Benjen is dead. He's just missing.
Sure.
Are we still in love with Tyrion?
He wasn't in this episode, but yes.
Who from this episode are you in love with, then?
I did not like this episode.
Because there was no Tyrion?
No, just because it was... It was short.
Politics.
And there was just so much political bullshit going on and just... That didn't make any sense, that didn't have explanations behind it. Political bullshit I'm good with when there's explanations and shit makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know if you're ever really going to know what Littlefinger's up to.
I really hate Cersei. Like, a lot.
You think she's
going to
die?
I want her to die. That doesn't mean she's going to.
Yeah, we get that you hate her.
I hate her.
You know, you're in that boat, Ren, and I'm moving the oars for us because I'm with her with you, but...
All right, Robert's dead. Who else is going
to
die?
Oh, do we get to mark him out?
Yep, you can mark out Robert. He's
Woo-hoo!
Gone.
Robert's dead.
There you can mark off.
Yeah, you can take Viserys off as well.
Yeah, because Viserys is dead. Right. He died last episode.
Who else do you think?
Under Storm's End is where Robert is. He's also in...
You should just put a D next to him in parentheses.
Well, I kind of think Ned's going to die. But then I also think that he's not going to die. Okay, I think he's going to die, just maybe not right this second.
Okay, who do you think is going to be next? If you don't think he's going to die next, who's going to die next?
We've had a lot of deaths recently. Yeah, maybe the next episode won't have any. Maybe you think the episode afterwards.
Oh, there are a lot of deaths in the next episode. Holy
Never
cow.
Mind.
Holy cow, it's hard to keep up with
Never
them.
Never mind.
Oh. Yeah, it's a painful episode. The next one.
Okay.
It's the one written by George R.R. Martin, too.
Okay. I don't know if the people at home can hear me going, oh.
Come on down.
Okay, let's see. We didn't add Tywin to the list. Tywin is not.
Tywin needs to be.
No, I just noticed that he wasn't there. Tywin's not on our list, on our board. Okay, I think I'm going to put Ned on the list.
All right, Ned is going to be the next
one. All right.
I'm going to put Ned on the list.
All right.
Interesting choice.
How do we?
I think I'm wrong, but I'm going to put him on the list anyway.
How are we scoring this episode?
6.
Wow, you really hate it.
I really hated this episode.
I'm giving it a 6 as well.
Yeah, you just did it because she did it.
No, I just don't like the damn episode.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a...
It was short and it was boring.
I'm
going to
give it a
sense.
10. And that's
Wait,
all, that's
really?
That I, yeah,
that's
I'm
really,
really
high.
Well, there was a lot of... plot movement
That's too
going
shy
on.
Of a 20. Really?
I think the first scene alone gives it a few points. That's an excellent scene.
There's a lot of good scenes, and then, you know.
Yeah, I have to agree. This one sets up a lot of good stuff. Like, if all else fails, it sets up, like, lots and lots and lots of stuff.
I mean, it probably does, but I still did not like this episode.
What's your score?
I'll give it an 8.
An 8. I'll go with a 10. I think it's a little...
All right, so where does that put it then? Is that at the very, very bottom? Or
it's not high. I know that.
Because there was one episode that we all, like, gave 6s.
All right, so our episode today, the rating is 8, which puts it tied with episode 3 for next to last. Episode 2 is our lowest rated one so far.
Wow. Yeah, you guys liked this episode more than I did. I really did not like this episode.
Like I said, the scene...
I watched it. I was right there with her. I was confused.
The scene with Tywin and Jaime gives it a couple extra points all by itself.
Yeah, there's a lot of good parts, though, but overall, they didn't really help out the episode itself.
Sorry, any comments before we go?
No.
Our next episode is called The Pointy End and is actually written by George R.R. Martin.
Lots of people die, yay.
Yeah. So George R. R. Martin watched the rest of the show and was like, y'all aren't killing enough people.
Apparently.
Here, let me take a shot at it.
Let's just kill a whole bunch of people.
In later season, he's like, why are you mad at me for killing everybody? They kill more people than I do.
Actually, the episode that he writes in season 2, a lot of people die also.
Yeah. He just likes killing people.
He apparently does.
He does.
Well, that's awesome. It for this time.
It's very cathartic.
This was a short podcast. Short episode, short podcast.
Yep.
Goes hand in hand.
See you next time.
Bye.
Or talk to you next time. I don't guess we'll see you. Bye.
If you see us, I want to know how.